We copped that 3.2 mil of rain just after midnight. You didn't hear it. I wonder if Ron Quinton heard it. Did you hear the rain after midnight, Ron?
We actually got probably a little bit more at Randwick than we did at Coogee, but and we got another little shower there at 6 o'clock when they were actually doing the gallop on the course proper, but that wouldn't affect it at all.
No, it'll be, you would think, perfect. Just it's been the natural rain of this time last week when I guess is the ideal time to get it, and then just let it improve as the week goes on. Ron, it's such an exciting day. We just spoke to Hugh Bowman about Winks and the like. Mate, as a long-time player in Sydney racing, do you come to the races and want to see Winks as well?
Oh, yeah, I don't. You know, it's no doubt that people just love to watch a champion and see a champion, and you know, stringing all those consecutive wins together is just quite unbelievable.
Mm. Ron, this two-year-old colt you got today, Sun Patch, he looks an improver. Only one soft trial going into his first start, and he hit the line hard. He's just got a nice little profile there to be an improver.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, and the horse has got a lot of improvement in him as far as physical as well. So, you know, it's a tough little race today, but his debut race was pretty impressive after getting into a little bit of trouble just after straightening, and then he had to change course a couple of times in the straight, and, you know, it was a pretty... well, put it this way, a lot of people were impressed by it, so I suppose I've got to be a little bit impressed as well.
We just saw the replay on the TV, Ron, and for our radio audience, Sun Patch came so quickly when it was clear.
Exactly. Oh, I know. He quickened up really, really well. As you say, like, he only had one soft trial, and Huey rode him in the trial, and he was pretty impressed with him. And, you know, he would have rode him that day, only that he was suspended on the day.
Well, Andrew rode him so well, and I see he's been replaced today. What's the story there?
Well, he's owned in Hong Kong Interest, and they have a choice that, well, they give me a choice of riders to put on him, and that's the way it is.
Okay, is he a horse that's probably got Hong Kong stamped on him in the future?
Yeah, I don't know. If he measured up to be a real quality horse, you know, there's probably a good chance he would stay here. But only time will tell that, I guess.
Yeah. You know, it's probably hard for Andrew. You would have went through, we've all gone through where we've been replaced on horses earlier in your career, and it's something, it's part of the game, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. And we all went through it, as you say. We had to wait for someone else to go, or George Moore to retire, or go overseas and things like that. And that's what I always try and explain to all of the boys, you know, all the way through. And Bowman was no exception to the rule either at the same stage. But, you know, as I said to Andrew the other day, you know, those guys are 13 or 14 years older than him. And, you know, he's just got to wait his time like we all did.
Yep, for sure. And it's easy to spit your bump dummy, but it's a bigger man will go, you know, come out the other side and keep working at it.
But just listening to Andrew, Ron, and watching him, he'd be a kid that would do that, wouldn't he? He just seems to be a sensible young boy.
Yes, he is. And I think, you know, when you explain these things to them and it gets embedded into them, they learn to accept it. Now, he was there at the track this morning riding both my runners this morning. And, you know, he's been an integral part of the education of a lot of these horses. And, that's how I come to put him on Sun Patch in his maiden, because when Bowman was suspended, I told the clients, I said, Andrew has done a lot of groundwork with this horse, a lot of the education. I'd love to put him on it. And they said, yep, good as gold. But in the future, we probably need one of the leading jockeys, you know?
I understand.
Okay, fair enough. Dixie, how is she? We're all talking about Winks going for four today. I think she's going for three of these Guy Walters, isn't she?
That's correct. Yes, she is. The autumn, she looks fantastic, actually. She always looks great in the autumn, and leading into a spring prep, she's always backward in a coat.
Yeah.
But in the autumn, she's not. Like, she looks sensational today. And, you know, as I've sort of said before, these mares are probably not going to get any better. So you just got to be a bit worried about the younger fillies and mares coming up, coming through. But, look, she's in great order. She looks great. She's had a couple of trials. You know, we couldn't be happier with her in the stable. So it's just a matter of, you know, if she's close to her best, well, she'd be hard to beat.
Well, talking about, you know, setbacks with horses earlier on with, you know, with Chris, with Gem Song, Royal Celebration, he had a little setback. What's the story with him?
Yeah, no, he's on, he's going nowhere at the moment. He's still in the stable, but we're monitoring very closely. You won't see him in the autumn.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Let's hope things can settle down. Good luck today, Ron. I hope they both run well for you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a million.